Volunteer organization strives to foster better race relations in Madison and Dane County through an August series of Friday night dances. They have various ethnic musical groups and food vendors. They do two bands, it seems, on each of four or five Friday nights in August. The series has run for the past 20 years. Over the years, they've had a little bit of paid staff, but currently are all volunteers. They're advertising stuff, flyers and postcards. They print in both English and Spanish. They're trying to appeal to the African-American and Latino populations, as well as white, and bring them together via joyous social experience in Madison. It seems to be well attended. They do their activities at Monona Terrace, which somewhere I saw has a capacity of 3,000, and this group seems to have 4,000 attendees each of their nights. There isn't any information about any anecdotes or anything about actually improving race relations. I hope it does. I'd be interested to hear more about that. They've been lauded by former Mayor Paul Soglin as the most effective effort he has seen to bring the diversity of Madison together with a positive outcome. They had last season, 111 artists, which would have been 8 to 10 bands, almost 17,000 artists, adults engaged, 1,700 youth, no arts education. For their organizational plan, they just uploaded their bylaws. The city of Madison, looks like they got $25,000 in funding from the city. What is EBGUE? FGU Foundation.
FGU Foundation, yeah. Madison-based.
Okay. Well, they gave them $10,000. MG&E, $5,000. Whole chunk, $5,000. I mean, this totals $45,000 in grants out of their $67,000 revenue on the 990. Their marketing plan was really sketchy. They just submitted a TV interview schedule and a couple of emails. Evaluation approach is pretty much committee discussion. They have a band committee that searches for local dance bands through the year with an emphasis on bands that will attract those key populations they work with. They have logistics, publicity, band, and fundraising committees. The fundraising committee does go after business sponsorships. They are somewhat responsive. Crowd suggestions led to offering face painting for kids. And it was some crowd suggestions that led to them negotiating with Monona Terrace for the opportunity to bring in additional food vendors. And that gives opportunity for some new and emerging food trucks to have some business, too.
A couple of things that I also noticed, like you're saying, like the face painting thing, because there was no arts education. I was looking through things and I didn't see anything. And the face painting thing was something that they tried that they are not going to continue because it didn't go well. Long lines and things like that. Let's see, you commented on the mayor said that this was the most effective effort, but again, they're kind of like data as to how you did not see in this one. They stopped, had some paid staff, like you said, because they used to conduct like a formal survey of their events and then stopped doing that because they just didn't have the volunteers to do it. But it seemed like what they had done before, they did get some positive responses from people. And again, they had an increase in donor support, but I, like you, had a couple of the grants and things that they were bringing in had some questions on their budget. And I would have liked to have seen some planning for a director, because they said that the board members leave and they have a part-time director. They may get a part-time director in the future, but there didn't seem to be any plan to when they might be looking to do that.
Other comments?
I loved them. I thought what they were doing was really interesting and focused. They said from the beginning none of their activities are educational. Their intention of creating events that are attended and enjoyed by multiple races and ethnicities was sort of unique among everything I read in all of the grants in this category. And while a lot of their backup information is sort of observational, you can look at a crowd of 4,000 people and get a pretty good sense of whether or not it's of mixed races, and if that's their intention and that's what's been accomplished, then they accomplished their intentions. They also mentioned that they were looking at having more paid staff, but were running effectively without paid staff, and so they felt it was not necessary at this time. And while they did stop collecting data, they gave two reasons. One was they didn't have staff to do it. The other was it was so overwhelmingly positive and they were confident that it would stay that way. It wasn't necessary. Still nice for them to collect it, so I would recommend that they continue to find a way to do so. But it seems like a really positive contribution to their community in a very focused endeavor, and I think pretty highly of them. Plus, their marketing materials were multilingual, and that was also unique.
I thought they did show some growth and evolution with at least the attempt to provide some things for the children, some different ethnic food offerings for the people who are there. I thought the partnerships were good. Would have liked to see the list identifying some of those past and the future, some more detail on that. And again, I made the observation too that it looks like they're at capacity for the venue, and they've done some adjustments to the crowd. I would like to see some more detail about the partnerships, and I think some anecdotes or observations of how it's brought and continues to bring Madison residents together, other than there were no incidents. And I think maybe if to do something in the way of an evaluation tool might lift up to the people who are coming there why we're coming there, not just to dance, but to get over our fear about their races and ethnicities and get to get along and realize that we all have common values. And if they would do a survey like that, might lift that up, so a little bit more formal there. But I thought overall, for what they're offering, good work by an all-volunteer organization.
I too liked the organization. I thought they were really dipping into an area of community building that's really important. Would have liked to see a little bit more intentionality in the area of accessibility. It felt like that was kind of not considered at all.
Right, and having Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin as a participant once was, I don't know,
so it's
that
on the radar
what did that
screen.
Accomplish?
Right. It's on the radar screen somewhere, but
right.
As an organization, they don't identify any participants as
having disabilities.
Having disabilities of any sort. So.
Right.
Just a more conscious thought of it would be appreciated.
I wanted to make two points of clarification. One is, for small budget organizations, we do not require a marketing plan. That's an optional if they want to do that. And did you say that their organizational plan was their bylaws?
That's what they uploaded.
Mm-hmm. we are done with the discussion, go ahead and score them and